not Cecilia. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to my last guest, contributor and writer at BrewerFanatic.com. Thanks so much, Jason. We really appreciated having you here. Now it is time for the midweek sound off, and we've got somebody sounding off already on the text line. AJ from Madison, I see you, brother. AJ from Madison writing in that I am a sellout. Maggie Dawn is a sellout, and he is really ticked off that we don't talk about politics every single minute on this show. AJ, of course, I'll give you some love because it is the midweek sound off. I'm sorry. I need a little break from politics. I think we all do. And trust me, I get to plenty of politics on this show. I hope you keep listening, AJ. If you want to get in your midweek sound off, something you don't like about this program, I'll always take a little constructive feedback. 855-752-4842. But more importantly, theme of today's show is Donald Trump is, by every objective measure, the most corrupt president in modern American history. Period. Full stop. I don't need to fill in the blanks. I don't need to guess. I don't need to make inferences. I don't ask you to make some inferential leap. It's the facts. The things that he's done are corrupt. And if we began and ended the conversation with the meme coins, that would be enough right there. It is a direct gift of money to the president of the United States. I could talk about the fact that he dragged Saudi Arabia and LIV Live or Live Golf into the White House, as well as the PGA, and walked out with the PGA saying, oh yeah, we'll do some tournaments at Trump properties, no problem. That's corruption. The use of your political office to generate personal wealth and to favor trade to generate personal wealth is corruption, period, full stop. There's more corruption here than there's been in any other modern American presidency. Donald Trump makes Richard Nixon look like a stinking Boy Scout, for crying out loud. So that's what I'm sounding off on this afternoon. What's your thing for our midweek sound off? 855-752-4842. We've got one of my favorite callers, Richard from Waukesha. What's your midweek sound off, Richard?
I got a great sound off, if you let me finish it short. His flip-flopping and what you just had said is dealings. And there's a classic movie I just watched. It's ahead of its time. Jodie Foster produced Money Monster.
Money Monster. I've never heard of this film. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Situation. It fits perfect.
I love it. Money Monster. I've got my week.
It's a game show called Money Monster.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Richard.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care, sir. I've got my weekend watch list starting to come together courtesy of Richard, the Money Monster. I'm going to have to go check that out. We got Ollie from the Northwoods. Ollie, what's your midweek sound off?
Well, I want to sound off in the same vein as you. Donald Trump is nothing but corrupt, and I don't understand how every single one of the Republican senators and people in Congress refuse to stand up to him. They just gloss over everything he does. And I remember not too long ago, they were wanting to get after Biden every time he even talked on the phone with his son. It's just so hypocritical.
Yeah, they were literally worried about like a $20,000 truck. Let's just take as true, which they have not been able to produce a shred of direct evidence of Joe Biden or Hunter Biden's alleged corruption. Let's just take it. Yep, let's just assume all that's true for argument's sake. The legal term is arguendo. In arguendo, for argument's sake, let's just assume all that's true. And I can look at you square in the face and say objectively on both scale, total dollar value, acuity, likelihood of compromising U.S. interests, both economically and on a foreign policy basis, likelihood of making the middle class worse off, not better. Everything Donald Trump's doing is so much worse. on every conceivable metric, all of them. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A bit of news. Apparently, the United States and Ukraine have reached a mineral rights agreement. This is the Reconstruction Investment Fund, which is a long-awaited mineral deal that gives the U.S. rights to Ukrainian rare earth metals. You know, the stuff that Musk needs to build Teslas and run Neuralink and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. That stuff. Donald Trump has now successfully actually extorted the mineral rights deal from Ukraine under threat of no more U.S. support in Ukraine's war against the Russian aggressor, also known as authoritarian Vladimir Putin. But I've now digressed. Let's get back to those phone lines. Jim from Appleton, what's your midweek sound off, my friend?
My midweek sound off is Trump's market manipulation.
Oh, yeah,
my
that's a good one.
401k in the tank and the billionaire bros getting more billions. It's driving me crazy.
100%. Thanks so much, Jim. That is a damn good one. Donald Trump out loud corruption, posting on Truth Social the day of, about 4 hours before he was like, oh, those reciprocal tariffs, never mind. Posts, it's a good time to buy. And then bragged later that afternoon that two billionaires had more billions. Again, guess who does well in recessions? Rich people, not regular people. And what we're about to enter into is a period of stagflation. You've heard this word before. Here's what it means. Stag, as in stagnation, as in slowing growth or stopped growth, where your real income isn't increasing, where there aren't more jobs, where the economy isn't expanding. Yeah, stagnation plus inflation, meaning stuff is more expensive tomorrow than it was today, which when you combine with stagflation means not only are things expensive, you actually have less money and the economy isn't growing overall at all. And the problem with stagflation is that we don't have many tools to fight it because the tools that you use to fight inflation make stagflation or the stagnation worse. And the tools that you would use to help juice the economy and spur growth make inflation work. This is where we're at, everybody. 855-752-4842 855-75-CIVIC. What is your midweek sound off? We're taking entries in. What's the most corrupt thing that Donald Trump has done? There is literally an infinite list of candidates for that top prize. We've got Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hi, Jeannie. What's your midweek sound off?
Well, there's too many to name here. But the thing of it is we have to stop being suckers. You know, the snake story, Trump's favorite story. You knew what I was before you took me in. And then they bit the woman in the neck and hurt her. She died. It's nuts. I've never seen anything so ludicrous in my life. And I am so proud of you for the great job you're doing reporting the facts to the people. They need to wake up. We were conned with Foxconn. He continues the con, and we're the ones that are being hurt. He never cared about anybody in his life. Why should he start now?
Boom. Clip that. Cut it. That's the promo right there. Thanks so much, Jeannie from Eau Claire. Donald Trump never cared about anybody but himself. Just look at the way the man has lived his life. When asked as a Christian, what have you asked God for forgiveness for? Answer, nothing. Guess what? Makes him not a Christian. Donald Trump has never cared about anybody but him damn self. His damn self. He ain't starting now. These are the facts as we see them. I've got one that I want to add because Sue from Franklin on the text line, 855-752-4842, has a whopper. She's got a two-parter midweek sound off. Here's Sue's first item in her midweek sound off. Where in the heck is Congress? Crickets! They don't stand up to the administration every time they are interviewed or talk to the press. The Republicans spew lies and they aren't corrected by the media. The interview last night with Terry Moran was terrible. He tried to push back and Trump came back with, oh, this is such a great career move for you. I don't even know who you are or something like that. Yes, Sue, it was absolutely ridiculous. Let's take a little bit of that sound because, wow. This is going to be cut 15. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
concern out there. People are worried. Even some people who voted for you saying, I didn't sign up for this. So how do you answer those concerns?
Well, they did sign up for it, actually, and this is what I campaigned on. I said that we've been abused by other countries at levels that nobody's ever seen before. We were losing $3 to $5 billion a day on trade.
I didn't sign up for this, Donald Trump's response. Oh, yeah, you did. And do you remember Donald Trump saying this during the debates, that like stuff's just going to cost more and that's just fine? This is cut 20.
Secretary called it a hostile and political act for companies like Amazon to display the cost of tariffs that they're having on consumers. Do you think consumers should know how much more they're going to be required to pay?
Well, I mean, I think that's a conversation.
Let's just hold this one, Jacob. That was my fault. I asked for the wrong cue. And if you want to know the punchline on that one, you know, Amazon trying to present price transparency and Donald Trump killing that. Senator John Thune there being asked about it. Isn't it a good thing if people can tell what Trump's terror tariffs have added to their price of the things that they buy on Amazon? And Senator Thune saying nothing in response to that question. Here's what I really wanted to listen to. Thank you, Jacob. This is Cut 21.
The children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know? And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally. But we're not talking about something that we have to go out of our way. They have ships that are loaded up with stuff, much of which, not all of it, but much of which we don't need.
Okay. What? So we're going to go from $30 to $2, and those $2 will buy you less. And that's fine, because we really don't need stuff from China. That's what the man just said. I don't remember hearing him on the campaign trail saying, we're going to have inflation of 94%. And whatever dollars you may have over after I crush the global economy with all of my Trumpflation, yeah, that won't buy as much stuff as it did before. I think I remember the man promising cheaper eggs and Ukraine peace on day one, and we haven't seen any of that to date. That is just, that statement is so stunning. And let me say this as well. This is my midweek sound off part two. The only people who I have heard joking about how bad Donald Trump is wrecking our economy, the only people I hear joking about that are Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Howard Lutnick, Scott Bessent, and guess what all those guys have in common? They have hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions. So how dare you laugh at the fact that people may not be able to afford to buy their children toys and that those things may cost more? Because trust me, folks, when the toys cost more, everything is costing more. Would it be okay if he would have said, we would have had 30 new manufacturing plants, but instead we'll only have two and they'll pay less wages? I think not. That's going to do it for this week's midweek sound off. When we come back, we've got Over the Hump and Trump, a little bit of hope and good things to end your hump day with us here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.